So everybody needs a sense for the future, and the Afghan sense of the future is shattered. But let me repeat the words of the woman. Because you have felt me, I can feel myself again. So the key here is empathy. Somebody has to be a witness to what has happened to you. Somebody has to feel you, how you felt. And somebody has to see you and listen to you. Everybody must be able to know what he or she has experienced is true. And this only goes with another person. So everybody must be able to say, this happened to me and it did this with me, but I'm able to live with it, to cope with it, and to learn from it. And I want to engage myself in a bright future for my children and the children of my children, and I will not marry off my 13-year-old daughter, what happens too often in Afghanistan. So something can be done, even in such extreme environments as Afghanistan. And I started thinking about a counseling program, but of course I needed help and funds. And one evening I was sitting next to a very nice gentleman in Kabul, and he asked me what I thought would be good in Afghanistan. And I explained to him quickly I would train psychosocial counselors, I would open centers, and I explained to him why. This man gave me his contact details at the end of the evening and said, if you want to do this, call me. At that time it was the head of Caritas Germany.